Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
For about 15 months, my son, the incredible blessing who was a cheeky angel, did not sleep. I'm not talking about a little restless hyperactivity. I mean, we regularly had nights where he would be awake for hours during the night, with little interest in lullabies or laying there looking like the sleeping baby photos I used to imagine we would have. He had serious FOMO, fear of missing out, and I had some serious sleep deprivation. It was a grueling time in my life. I wish I could say that I handled it with grace and gratitude, but the only thing I was seriously grateful for was coffee to get me through the day and the family around to support us during this time. I spent many a night trying to cuddle or convince this little man to sleep, praying that I would discover some miracle cure other than time and another form of sleep training. And every night I was faced with a framed verse on his bedroom wall, Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Every night, amidst my tears of frustration and sleeplessness, I read the words again, and I was reminded of this truth. Every night, I would sit holding my son, staring at these words. Sometimes, I didn't know if I could believe them. I found everything in that time so hard to handle, but I kept reading those words. And one day, I realized, this journey, no matter how long it takes, I still have a choice. I get to choose to believe that God has something good for me and my family, that his plans are good ones, even when I'm feeling exhausted and burnt out. I get to choose whether to have faith in this time or just accept this reality as my future. It's just as easy to wallow in sorrow as it is to read his word. You have a choice, even in emptiness and exhaustion. You have a choice. Choose his word. Just stare at them blankly if you have to, and remind yourself of what your spirit already knows. That God has a good plan for you, to prosper and not harm you, to give you hope in a future. Hold on to that promise, no matter what's going on right now around you, and this truth will keep you steady, firm, and fierce. If you need some coaching or God-sense advice, I'd love to hear from you. Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question, and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.